Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Stop that music. Just pause it. Pause it. Don't stop it because we've got to bring it back on. This just came out. This is sort of interesting. What's today, Alex? It's the May 20th, right? So May 20th, 3:50 a.m. What's this say here? Oh, look at this. Get ready to roll that music, Alex. Stanford study suggests coronavirus might not be as deadly as the flu. Huh. It appears as more and more numbers come in and more testing is done, and more antibody research is done, and we find out that more people have had this thing than they thought. I've already told you, 95 to 98% of people who get this never know it. It turns out, according to Stanford University, the virus that has shut down the United States of America and on which Jay Inslee is placing the shutdown of the economy and the theft of 1 million jobs in Washington State, yeah, that virus might not be as deadly as the flu. I remember a certain talk show host, last name Limbaugh, who came out and said, this will be shown to be not as deadly as the flu. I look forward to all the media apologies. Roll the music, Alex! Welcome to the Todd Herman Show. Wow, just changing data just all over the place. Isn't it fascinating that the data is all going in one direction? But remember this. YouTube decided that they don't, or Google decided they don't run YouTube anymore. Nope. The CEO of YouTube had said, we will take down any and all information that conflicts with the World Health Organization or the CDC or so-called experts. And you look at what a talk show host, albeit of the biggest talk show in history, what he said, seat of the pants, common sense, this is a remarkable moment. And those numbers are only going to go down, the death rate, as there's more testing done. And Washington State remains closed solid.
We're basing this on data, the science, and the Tri-City. Is there an S on that? I think there's an S on that. Cities?
Talking last time.
I don't like rules.
You know this is where kids play, right?
I do.
You think it's kind of dangerous?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here, okay?
At this point, the city can provide for us.
Wow. Just think of the time in which you live. Just remarkable. Just for a second. Forget it's a radio show or a podcast, okay? Just for a second. I mean, maybe you're in your car or at home. You're listening to the podcast. Just for a second. On May 20th in 2020, 40 million Americans, what is it, about 40 million, have lost their jobs. The nation has lost 25, maybe 35% of its gross domestic product. People's retirement accounts have been wiped out. Pier 1 imports is gone forever. Pier 1 is out. They're toast. Gone forever. And we are talking about a virus that I've been saying for 6 weeks does not seriously medically affect 99% of us. Kids are not at risk. And today, Stanford says this thing is less, maybe less deadly than the flu. And you are still probably in a lockdown state. You still have a governor who is not letting 10 counties open up all the way, though they might have one death. The state of Washington has been overcounting the COVID-19 deaths by 13%, according to the Freedom Foundation's analysis, they had to turn to a public document request to get those numbers. May 20th, 2020. Your kids haven't been in school for how long? And you've continued to pay property tax? That is the biggest funding mechanism for the school, because if you don't, they'll steal your house. And the data continues to show drip, 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 that this thing is nowhere near as deadly as anyone was told. Computer programmers have looked at the model Neil Ferguson created. The model that said all these people are going to die, shut down the globe. Computer programmers have looked at this and said, my God, it's filled with programming errors. Filled, riddled with them. Written on a 20-year-old code base called Fortran that has been discontinued because it was apt to create errors. And we're in March or May 20th, 2020. Your kids haven't been in school. People have not been to their AA meetings. They've not been to their therapy support groups. You've not been to work in how long? How far down has your bank account gone? Well, Washington State's government employees are set to have a big raise. And, well, get this. Oh, this is some fun, too. This is some real fun. Turns out, this came to us from a listener. Turns out one of the health officials in our state got himself a massive raise, doubled his salary. Came to us on Twitter. Kittitas County health official appears to have gone from $170,000 a year to $300,000. That seems like significant news to me. Yeah, this came from the Pillar Collective on Twitter. This is a Twitter user and a listener to the program doing what the media has not done. So our public health doctor is keeping our county basically on lockdown, got a 300% pay increase on March 16th of this year. He said he will not risk one life for money, but he's now making $17,000 a month. While you are facing what? And this isn't a swindle? And I'm the one peddling conspiracy theories because I won't wear a mask? And because I have told people that the masks are woke masks? That there are opportunities for division and shaming. That's why I did the blog yesterday about I hope someone comes to mass shame me. And I do. I hope they do. Just reflect upon what they're willing to do. Will there ever be a substantive investigation ever into how these numbers were so grossly inflated? I know that they were gross estimates. I get that. But they weren't treated that way. They weren't treated that way at all. They were treated as sacrosanct. Scientism. For 6 years, I've spoken of scientism. It's effectively the worship of scientists. It is. It is the worship of scientists. Because they are dispassionate and they cannot be persuaded by anything other than the evidence, and they cannot be conned, and their emotions can't suck them into something. Their fear cannot affect their research because they're robotic, dispassionate believers only in wherever the data leads. And therefore, scientists should make all of our decisions. That's why you see these stupid memes on social media.
science says this is the perfect way to drive the United States. No, science doesn't. Someone who fancies himself or may be a scientist has an opinion that this would be a good way to go. This is a remarkable moment. And the numbers will just go down as more testing is done. And yet Jay Inslee is saying that we can't fully open our state until the tests are expanded. He wants to see everybody tested. Where will that put the death rate? 0.00001%? This is the confluence of some very disturbing factors in our society. We are battling a uniculture. The uniculture is made up of scientism, the worship of scientists, godlike creatures, unpersuadable by their emotions, and cannot be bought, despite the fact that they have been bought. I'm not saying that the COVID-19 people were bought. I have no proof of that. I do know that scientists get bought. You can hire research firms to write whatever you want them to do. Look at the sugar studies. The sugar lobby wanted people to believe fat makes you fat. It doesn't. For most people, sugar does. Look at what the sugar lobby did to CrossFit. They just about got it shut down by lying. They went to a court and lied that CrossFit people hurt. They want CrossFit killed because Greg Glassman, the CEO of CrossFit, says don't eat sugar. Don't consume any sugar. The judge in that case pointed out that the university researchers who did that study were lying, and he would like to see them brought up on charges. So our uniculture, scientism, flawless, unflappable scientists who care only for data, and yet we know they're bought. We know they are. I have no proof that the COVID scientists are bought. I don't. I know that the World Health Organization has carried water for China. I know that. I know that Tony Fauci is Dr. Lockdown. I know that. I know that I've watched his opinion on wearing masks shift in the wind. I know that. I know that before it became important societally to keep the shutdown going, as a reminder that you could die. I know Tony Fauci said that they are basically a placebo. We've played the sound for you. And then all of a sudden he's wearing one. And picking his nose, by the way, while wearing a mask, which is a no-no. So scientism is part of the uniculture. Celebism, power of celebrity. Joe Scarborough is a celebrity. Joe Scarborough says he knows for a fact Trump's not taking hydroxychloroquine, which in and of itself goes to celebism. They made controversial a 40-year-old drug. They made it controversial. Because Orange Man bad. There's no science behind keeping the schools shut. There's no data. And now there's data to indicate that this virus is less deadly than the flu from Stanford University. There's no science for keeping the schools shut down. There's 40 years of science about hydroxychloroquine. So then they go from the scientists who would legitimately have to say, well, no, hydroxychloroquine has been used. And in fact, Tony Fauci, if he was choosing to be honest, would say, yeah, we did say that this is a good prophylactic in cases of SARS and some cases of influenza. That's data you can go look at. He did say those things, and he's a dispassionate, unswayable, perfect robotic scientist. So they switch over to the celebs. Part of the uniculture. So the celebrities are, I was doing show prep this morning. There's 25 jokes today being told about hydroxychloroquine. One of the so-called comedians said maybe Trump's taking hydroxychloroquine because he's afraid he's going to win re-election and he wants to die. Ha ha, that's pretty funny. Ha, celebism. Uniculture. Celebism joins with scientism. to create this uniculture, then it's statism. This triumvirate, statism. And the statism is that these people in the left on the media simply do not want this power to end. Part of it is animus against Trump. Part of it is Orange Man Bad. Part of it is coup attempt number three. Part of it is this is the way things should be to them. Damn right people should do exactly what the government tells them to do. Unless that's open up. And now we go right back over to scientism. You see, the media is saying, you damn well should stay inside because the government says to stay inside. That's what you should do. So the celebrities are saying, we're in this together. I'm locked in my mansion. I'm staying inside. Do what the government says. Do what the authorities say. The authorities will protect you. Okay. The governor of Florida and his top health officers have said reopen the state. Oh, no, that's madness. So now we're back to celebism. See the way this is working? Scientism, worship of scientists, they're worshipped as long as their conclusions do what? As long as their conclusions show that the human beings are a proven poison to the earth, what we exhale, what we build, that's all poisoning the earth. Worship that. The disease is going to kill us all. The virus is going to kill us all. Lockdown, shut down the economy, let the government make all the decisions, redistribute wealth on the biggest scale that we've done in 100 years. Worship those conclusions. That's science. That's science, baby. Those are scientists. They can't be swayed. Worship that. Those are the scientists. Scientism, get on your knees. Worship Tony Fauci. Worship the scientists. Deborah Birx, a scientist, says, the CDC's overcounting deaths. Oh, she's become a Trump tool. So now they shift over to the celebs. Is Dr. Birx at risk of losing her credibility here? Has she become just another pawn for President Trump? Celebism. Because she's etching away at statism. The zeal. The excitement with which Washington State residents, particularly in the west side of the state over here in Seattle, the zeal and the excitement they have to welcome complete government control into their life should be horrifying. But if you're a religious person, if you're an observant Jew, how excited would you be for the Messiah? If you're a Christian, how excited would you be for Christ to come again in glory? If you're a Muslim, does your heart beat with anticipation of meaning Allah? When your God is government and scientists and the state and leftism, how exciting and comforting it must be to have the state finally doing what it should do, which is to tell you what to wear on your face. They're taking care of us. They're telling us what to wear on our face. They're punishing the evil gym owners who are letting people lift weights. There's a meat shortage. At last, there's a meat shortage. I feel so much better because I'm seeing the strong hand. I never had strong parents, so I am having the experience of a paternal figure guiding me step by step through my day. They're even painting. Have you seen this? There are cities that have constructed one-way sidewalks. Little yellow arrows. On this side of the street, you walk north. On the other side, you walk south. My wife was showing me pictures daycare centers. They put the kids in boxes painted under the floor, 6 feet apart. That 6 foot separation was the invention of a high school student in a sociology paper. President Bush picked up on it. Talked about social distancing during the avian flu in 2006. Johns Hopkins said it was stupid. Said it could make a manageable virus worse, make it into a catastrophe. That's what they said about social distancing then. But apparently the science has changed, hasn't it? So here you were this morning listening to the Todd Herman Show. I stopped the bumper music, the intro to the show, to tell you that Stanford study in The Spectator indicates that the coronavirus might not be as deadly as flu. 2 years ago, 810,000 Americans were hospitalized because of the flu. I do not remember a single instance of the unflappable, flawless scientists telling us that the healthcare systems would collapse. A year after that, it was nearly 600,000 Americans who were hospitalized for the flu. I do not remember the dispassionate, perfect, flawless, robotic scientists telling us that the healthcare system would collapse. I do not remember masks. I do not remember shutdowns. I do not remember schools being closed. I do not remember being shamed for wanting to go eat a French fry or for kids to play in parks. I do not recall parents being drug out screaming and crying from a playground because they chose to let their child play on a swing set. I do not remember cops chasing people around beaches because they'd committed the great sin of running alone on a rainy beach. But don't worry. It's all going to be fine because the scientists and the state, they'll get it all figured out. Hell, the only people who've lost their jobs are the little people. It's Todd Herman Show. To the Todd Herman Show or the AM770KTTH. Man, I wish I remembered to thank the listener who sent me that article this morning about Stanford University. Hey, I do read all the emails I get and all the tweets. It's easier to reply to tweet. You hit like. I wish I could reply to all the emails. It is a real blessing in my life to have all the emails. It would just actually kill my day. That sounds so awful. I apologize for that. It makes me a bad person, but I want you to know I read them all. I do. I really do read into the emails. You send me videos. I watch the videos. I wish I could spend time just responding to everybody. When Jay Inslee issues a royal decree that we can all get together again, I'm going to do another live show, but this time it's going to be completely different. It is like we did one and it was at Daniel's Broiler and they were fantastic, man. They were so good to us over in Bellevue. Awesome, awesome, awesome job they did with us. This time it's going to be a much quieter place. It's going to be much more intimate. It's going to be all just us hanging out. So that's coming up and I want to meet every single one of you and sit and chat. And we've did that at Daniel's Broiler. I got to talk to everybody and man, we packed that place. I remember the manager came up and said to our big boss, Dave, he came up and said, man, we're like 10 times our receipts for a weekend night. This is a weekday, so we'll have to do that again. Let's get into...
We are the watchdogs over the lapdog media. We'll keep track of their efforts to collude with the Democrats to steal this election.
You are fake news.
This is the Election Collusion Watch.
Oh, man, they're pushed. Andrew Cuomo. The media is absolutely set on Andrew Cuomo somehow taking over for Joe Biden. And I guess the way that would work is Biden would accept the nomination and then say, I am standing aside. And then Stacey Abrams. a state representative from Georgia who lost the gubernatorial race would become their apparent candidate for president of the United States. So I guess it would have to happen beforehand, wouldn't it? Because how would they not make Stacey Abrams the presidential candidate and bring Andrew Cuomo as vice president? But Abrams, she couldn't lead anything. Oh, they're in a mess. So CBS News, they found something interesting about New York City. And I don't know if you know this. New York State, did you know that a lot of the deaths in New York State came from the nursing homes? Yeah, CBS News, they did an investigative study 8 weeks into this. CBS News is there on the breaking news. Conservative media's been talking about this for 7 weeks. CBS News investigative report.
We could soon get a clearer picture of the devastating toll the pandemic has had on nursing homes. More than 15,000 nursing homes had to submit their first reports on coronavirus deaths and infections to the federal government by last night. CBS News has confirmed that of the more than 89,000 deaths from the coronavirus, more than 28,000 were connected to nursing homes.
Wow. Now, it's weird because if you watch the whole piece, they didn't mention the fact that Andrew Cuomo said, listen, nursing homes, you're going to have to take COVID-19 positive patients back in. And the nursing home said, hey, governor, look, the only people really at risk for this are older people. Why would we take in COVID-19 positive patients? Look, if you save just one life, then it's going to be worth it. So you're going to have to take in the COVID-19 positive people. They do not mention this in their report. Just gloss past. This would be very much like a dinner party where you show up to dinner and your seatmate next to you has a knife sticking out of their heart and is dead with blue lips. And no one mentions it. And you're sitting there at the dinner eating the roast beef and the potatoes. And the dude next to you is still dead. And not a single person at the table has said, so there's a dead cat next to you. Would you like to know the details? It's very much like that. But thanks to Alex, our producer for this. But that same CBS News investigative report, horror in the nursing homes. They praised Andrew Cuomo back in April.
In an age of finger-pointing, blame-shifting, and spin, it can be bracing to simply hear a leader take responsibility.
If you are upset by what we have done, be upset at me. My judgment is do whatever is necessary to contain this virus. And then we will manage the consequences afterwards. The old expression, the buck stops on my desk, the buck stops on my desk. Your local mayor did not close your restaurants, your bars, your gyms, or your schools. I did.
Voters notice when leaders step up. Polls show that the governors in the states of California, New York, Ohio, and Arkansas have approval ratings in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, I love you, CBS News. Well, funny thing happened yesterday. Governor Cuomo has changed his tune. Yes, this is from John Hinderacker in Powerline blog, took note of this. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday addressed the state's early response to the coronavirus outbreak and said, nobody should be prosecuted for those who died, noting that older people were most vulnerable. This is in talking about his decision to shove COVID-19 positive patients back into the nursing homes. More than 4,800 people died from COVID-19 in nursing homes in the state between March 1 and May 1. Cuomo has called the nursing homes a feeding frenzy for the coronavirus. Do whatever you want to do because with all our progress as a society, we can't keep everyone alive. What?
I'm sorry. What did he say? Everything we do as a society, we can't keep everyone alive. And then remember when he said, the buck stops on my desk. That's where the buck stops. By the way, I'm a single male. I'm open for dating. He actually did that. Did you know that? He actually did. Yeah, but just a reminder, I'm available. He said, how do we get justice for the families of those 139 deaths? Who can prosecute for those 139 deaths? Nobody. Mother Nature, Gad. Where did this virus come from? People were going to die by this virus. That's the truth. But the buck stops at his table. He's sort of backed off of the if we can save one life thing, hasn't he? Most terrible performance of any governor in the country. That's hard for me to say because I have such loathing for Jay Inslee's policies. And this is the media. This is the media full-on collusion mode. Even as they do this, they're also doing everything they possibly can, everything to stack up the reasons for Orange Man bad. Insofar as the, what's the newspaper? I think it's The Hill. I've got to look at this. One of the media organs, one of the uniculture media organs has said that the Obamagate thing has backfired because it turns out that the Obama team did everything the right way. Everything the right way. There is now the Susan Rice memo, the email she wrote to herself, that has been now completely declassified. So what we learn in this, memo is that Jimmy Comey gave them an excuse to lie to Trump. Jimmy Comey, in that meeting, Susan Rice made note of this when she said, President Obama said do everything by the book, and James Comey said he's doing things by the book, and President Obama again said do things by the book, and President Obama said, I'm not trying to intervene in your investigations. So this was an email she sent to herself. This is a classic CYA cover your Arkansas email. And in it, we learned that Jimmy Comey gave President Obama and everyone else in the room reason to lie to President Trump about the hoax investigation into Russia. What was his excuse? Michael Flynn was talking a lot with the Russian ambassador. How much? He didn't say. About what? He said. According to Susan Rice's memo, he said, Comey, that there was nothing disconcerting. There was no improper conversation between Flynn and the Russian ambassador, but they've been talking a lot. We know about one phone call. There's been transcripts for one phone call released. And the media is saying they did everything by the book. Susan Powers, 200 or more, maybe 300 unmasking instances where she wanted to know who were the Americans on Team Trump talking to. What were they saying? The vice president, Joe Biden, did unmasking. Jack Lew did unmasking. The secretary of the treasury with nothing to do with the intelligence services. He did unmasking and they did everything right. They lied to the FISA court. That was the right thing to do. They used Russian misinformation. That was the right thing to do. They used a dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and pretended it was an intelligence document. That was the right thing to do. They used Christopher Steele's invented, fabricated intelligence, things that literally never happened, and they peddled that to a secret court in America to spy on Americans in a presidential campaign, and that was doing the right thing. By their estimation, the burglars in Watergate did more than the right thing. All they did was break into a building and look at folders. File folders. That's all they did. They did it themselves. They didn't hire the FBI or lie to have the FBI lie to a court. They didn't use international wiretapping. They didn't tap CIA resources. They didn't use the intelligence service of the United States of America to spy on Americans. And by the way, that is a thousand. If Russia Gate was real, if Russia had hacked our election, and I mean this, if they had used code or hackers to hack our databases and steal this election, that would be less frightening than our own intelligence services doing it to us. But the media is telling us, no, this is the right thing to do. That's the uniculture. That's what you're battling. They want to pick your president. They want you to no longer have votes that count. That's why we battle. Come back with just a few more things on the Todd Herman Show. Messages are building up. Got to get to that next hour. I'm reading them. I am. We'll get them on the air coming up. Back to you, the Todd Herman Show. We do a little thing here that we call just a few more things. And wouldn't you know it, just right about now would be the time that my computer would do the thing, Alex, where it shuts down. And Alex can't do just a few more things. It is impossible. No producer. I got it. I fixed it, Alex, on the fly by my very own self. I have fixed the computer, Alex. Yeah, see what I've done? While doing the radio show, if I could just get this window to go away, which it will not go away. Let's see if I can do that straight this way. Alex, hold on. Yeah, I'm going to restart it again. So then I bragged about it. That's the problem. So we've been having a heck of a time with technology today. Sorry about that, because it affects the listening experience. There will be refunds available. Here's what you need to do. You go to the place where you paid for the Todd Herman Show, and you will get your refund there. You will get back exactly the amount of money you paid. So
just
can do for you
a few more things.
Boom, baby. I did it. Yeah, it's a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and numbered order using a patent-pending algorithm. I did say the items are numbered. This is CNN's Chris Cuomo. This is all about media. It's collusion. This is part of the uniculture. This is the celebism. You have your scientism, you have your celebism, you have your leftism. Part of the uniculture, talking about hydroxychloroquine.
So why does he bring up this hydroxychloroquine? I don't even know that he's really taking it, by the way. He's got a letter from his doctor saying that that's why he prescribed it. By the way, it doesn't mean he's taking it. Well, why wouldn't he take it if he says he's taking it? What are you, crazy? No, it's a fight that he can win and that the media will take on and that his opponents may take on. And it's all a beautiful distraction.
That you started. You guys made this drug, which is absolutely non-controversial in medical circles, unless you're Dr. Gupta Gupta on CNN. You made it controversial and only to your tribe. So Trump is probably taking it. I would, if I were his age, because I know that in India, they gave it to their doctors. I know that it has been highly effective, and it is not a dangerous drug.
Thing two.
Up just a few more things. So that was Andy. That was Chris Cuomo. So now we go over to MSNBC, another extension of the uniculture, the celebism, and celebrity Joe Scarborough has something to say about
when
this.
The President of the United States actually says he's doing something, which let me assure you, he is not doing. Let me assure you, the President of the United States is not taking hydroxychloroquine.
Why? When doctors give it to themselves as a prophylactic, we played audio yesterday from Dr. Veet telling you that doctors do this, that she has friends who do this. They went to help out New York. They gave themselves hydroxychloroquine. Why, when people who've gone to Africa for years, nearly everybody who's gone to Africa has taken hydroxychloroquine, why would Trump not give it to himself? Because Joe Scarborough is a he's an entertainer like in the old days, here to tell you some jokes. Next
thing
up,
three
more things. Speaking of jokes, Stephen Colbert, man, he's got it all figured out as to why President Trump is taking that hydroxychloroquine that Joe Scarborough says
asked
he's
about
not
what
taking.
Research he has that this is a preventative wonder drug, the president cited the New England Journal of I Heard It From a Guy. For the sake of his children, I hope he's not getting a lot of positive calls about Clorox.
40 years. Track record. Dr. Anthony Shutdown Fauci had recommended this drug for prophylactic use in cases of influenza. There are worldwide studies that have have been done to show that the death rates in the countries that are using this as a prophylactic before people get to a high degree of viral load are finding it life-saving. Now, the studies at the VA, which were rigged to fail, where they gave the drug to people who already had an enormously high viral load and were dying, you're using the drug in exactly the wrong way. If you wanted the studies to fail, that would be the way to do it. Next up in just a few more
things. Thing four.
Nancy Pelosi, she does think the president should, shouldn't be taking hydroxychloroquine, but apparently she thinks he is. Why? Because it's okay to fat shame.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
Yeah, what's the effect on Botox when you take the hydroxychloroquine? By the way, it hasn't been approved by the scientists. It's been approved for 40 years. And it's been suggested as a prophylactic for influenza. And as we learned this morning from Stanford University, turns out COVID-19 may be less deadly than the flu. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, you can be skinny, unhealthy, Botox queen, ice cream scarfer. Last up and just a few more things.
Thing five.
Joe Biden, he cracked the code. Leave it to Joe Biden. He's got the whole thing figured out with Trump and hydroxychloroquine.
This is absolutely irresponsible. There's no serious medical personnel out there saying to use that drug. It's counterproductive. It's not going to help.
Well, except for the doctors who are prescribing it for themselves when they go work in the New York City hot zone. Except for that, and then going to Africa as a preventative for malaria and such. But, I mean, aside from that, Joe, did you see that he's wearing his mask in his basement by himself? It's so sad. Todd Herman Show continue. Exclusive conversation with Mike from Power Alley Fitness, Bob Ferguson, employing what I refer to as thuggish, lawless tactics next.